Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 24, 19 and 20. Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious at the wicked. For there shall be no reward to the evil man, the candle of the wicked shall be put out. Related verses include Psalm 37, 1 and 2. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Let me ask you, are there any proverbs that say, slap not thyself, punch not thyself, nor kick thyself? No. Why not? Because no one in their right mind slaps, punches, or kicks themselves. However, people can hurt themselves by fretting about things they have no control over. God's Word addresses real problems. What does fret mean to you? To fret means to tease, to irritate, to vex, to make angry, to utter peevish expressions, apt to mutter and complain, expressing discontent, silly, childish. In addition, fret means to wear away a substance by friction. The expression, "don't get yourself in a tizzy," aptly describes fretting. The wise man cautions us not to fret. Notice that he says to fret not thyself. Fretting has internal consequences. Fretting is not a healthy behavior. Fretting causes friction and the wearing away of oneself. Are you always worn out? Perhaps fretting is the cause. Understand that your fretting has no effect on the evildoer. It creates internal strife and anxiety in the one who frets. How does fretting express itself? Oh, it irritates me to see all the evil in the world. If I could get my hands on these murderers and thieves, I would teach them a thing or two. All this sinning makes me so angry, it makes me want to choke someone. I could just kill all those criminals. They ought to lock them up and throw away the key. Oh, there is so much corruption and evil in the world, it makes me angry. I do not know why God puts up with all this evil. I get so depressed when I see the news. Fretting is a show of faithlessness in God's supervision of the affairs of men. God has everything under control, and He expects His children to quietly go about the Father's business, trusting that the Father, in His own good time, will take care of the evildoers. Fretting also reveals a deficient understanding of the sinful nature of man and the depraved heart of each human being that walks this earth. A real biblical knowledge of the depravity of man should cure a fretful heart. What else should we expect from depraved hearts? Why are we surprised by sin and evil? Should we expect better when God in His Word tells us otherwise? Are we to expect goodness from unredeemed hearts? We should not. This world is not correctable nor redeemable. God will not take this world system and make something good out of it. There is no hope for a system that God does not love and tells us not to love. In the flesh dwelleth no good thing. We ought to be amazed that there is not greater evil that might cause us to fret. Were it not for the restraining hand of the Holy Spirit, we would be in a deluge of evil. Psalm 37 further tells us what to do instead of fretting. Psalm 37:3, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Psalm 37:4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Psalm 37:5, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And Psalm 37:7, rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. What more can I say to convince you to fret not? God loves his children and always desires their best, and fretting is not for their best. Fretting helps no one.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals. Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.